Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 4th of May, 2018.
Today, on the news.
North and South Korea announced a permanent end to their war that has gone on since 1950. Technically, the two Koreas are still at war because the conflict ended in a truce and not a peace treaty. Kim Jong-un said he will end his nuclear program if the US promises not to attack North Korea. I don't know, they... It all sounds very fishy to me. I don't trust that little Kim. We better send Jack Ryan to investigate. I have read his true stories by Tom Clancy, and if anyone can get to the bottom of the North and South Korea peace talks, Jack Ryan can. But I don't know which Jack Ryan they will be sending. Ben Affleck or the Chris Pine or Harrison Ford. Too many already. If you ask me, I think the main reason Kim stopped his nuclear program is because he broke something. Like an entire mountain. That is now leaking nuclear stuff into neighboring countries, like China, their only friend left.
In international news!
Donald Trump has been nominated by his Republican buddies for the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to ease nuclear tensions with North Korea. Personally, I think they should just give the Nobel Peace Prize to that collapsed mountain.
In international news!
An Ang Mo American, Keziah Daum of Utah, wore a cheongsam to her prom, and Asians in America got angry, saying it was, quote, cultural appropriation, unquote. Jeremy Lam from the US tweeted, "My culture is not your prom dress. I'm proud of my culture," Jeremy wrote, "for it to simply be subject to American consumerism and cater to a white audience is parallel to colonial ideology," he said. Then like that, we all Chinese cannot wear Ang Mo ties and suits liao lah. I mean, the Qi Pao was an adaptation by the Han Chinese for Manchurian fashion also wa. So everybody copy everybody lah. Hey, Kim Huat is now wearing jeans eh. Will American cowboys be angry?
In international news!
The Swedish government has come out and confessed that Swedish meatballs were from Turkey. Huh? Swedish meatballs are actually based on a recipe King Charles XII brought home from Turkey in the early 18th century. IKEA! Like that how? All this time I thought I was eating Swedish balls. Now it turns out that I was actually eating Turkish balls. I feel so cheated.
In entertainment news!
Celine Dion's upcoming concert in Singapore will have tickets ranging from $150 to $1,200. Wow, for $1,200, Celine Dion better come to my house and make me coffee and clean my toilet, man. My heart will go on, but my wallet cannot.
In local news!
Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Seng said in a recent speech that talent will be the main driver in Singapore's next phase of growth. Next phase is by talent. Then the main driver of our previous phase is what? Lee Kuan Yew. In other news, Chan Chun Seng is no longer labor chief and is now trade and industry minister. Unionists from the NTUC gave him a rousing send-off and heaped praises on his quote, sharp intellect, friendly demeanor and confidence on stage. Unquote. Don't know whether is it they really like him or they were just happy to see him go.
In local news.
In slow news day, Singapore Airlines is no longer serving peanuts in the economy class because of other people's peanut allergies. Cashews, macadamia nuts and walnuts continue to be served in the suites and first class, while almonds and cashews continue to be served in business class and premium economy class, Singapore Airlines said. You see, we all peasants in the economy class can't even say, what, they give us only the peanuts. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. May the 4th be with you. Yes, Star Wars Day. Live long and prosper. Good night.